Okay, let's get into our discussion of Yerushalmi Beit Sedaf Lamed Dalid. That's what we're up to, and we're up to the last section here, second to last section, actually the last section here of the third perek of Beitza, Perek Ein Sadin, and moving over to Perek Hamevi, out of five prakim here in Meseches Beitza. So we just read the Mishnah. The Mishnah, more in Yanim of keeping the covet of Yantif and Yisroi Durabanan of business. So the Mishnah had said that you cannot mention any price, as we know, but even in terms of measurement, there's just a measurement. The Tanakhama had said that a person can't say to a storekeeper, who, again, Yantif morning, the storekeeper has items that raw materials and spices and food that a person might want to take. So he's not going to say the price, but he even can't say a measurement. He said, you can't say explicitly a certain type of measure. Maleli klize avalobamida. He could say klize, but not a specific measurement. The Yehuda says you can't even use a kli of any measurement. Kli shel mida. And there was a story of Shalbed Butnus that went above and beyond, that he filled up the midos, he filled up the kalim on Erev Yantif and gave it to the Lukuchas on Yantif. Bashal says maybe he even did that on Chol HaMoed, and the Chacham say maybe he even did that on weekdays. We didn't get to explain exactly what that is, what that was about. So the Abishol, the Girsa that we have elsewhere, and we'll see in the Gemara also, Abishol said, even B'moed Osakein, why on Chol HaMoed he did this? To make sure it was being done beforehand, because Chol HaMoed was the day of many people came together to learn Torah, and Abishol was very busy those days. He wouldn't have time to sell and to weigh out and to pour. That's what he had it done already from Erev Yantif. And the Chachamim were the ones that said, even on a weekday, because he was very makpid, he was very careful about maybe there would be a little bit of oil that's left in his barrel, so he let it drip the whole night so that nothing would be left. Good. Rav Chuna Amar, the Gemara. O chaser, o yeser. Rav Chuna says, even though you're not allowed to mention a specific amount, medida, right, avaloba mida, said the Tanakama, you can have a specific measurement, but if you can say a little more, a little less, chaser o yeser, I mean, don't give me exactly, give me a little less than half, a little more than half, that would be okay. That's how the Karban Eda explains it, right? Avaloba mida, danu shalo yomar lo, shi imali asa kli mechuvan, elo omer lo maleli kli ze, hein chaser o yeser, give me this kli, maybe overflow a little bit, give me a little less, as long as it's not exact. And that's really what also, we know there's an Issa Drabanot of measuring on Shabbos and Yontif. On Shabbos, separate from the Issa Masu Matan, but included in that, in the Gzeir Shema Yichtov, Masu Matan, Issa of Medita. One is allowed to measure L'Shem Mitzvah. Medita Shal Mitzvah is allowed, but if it's not Shal Mitzvah, one is not allowed. So there's different examples given. You look in the Shmir Shabbos in Perak Yud Aleph, Oslamid. Hamechin ochel b'shvitinok. If somebody is preparing food for a child, v'utzorach ladas is hakamusha tinok ochel, and he has to know exactly how much quantity the child is eating. Mutar lo lishkol olimdod. So he's allowed to, right? Because that's considered a tzorach mitzvah. He has to know exactly what the child ate. In the footnotes, the tzorachei katan kecholish einbo sakana dami. Right? Kecholish einbo sakana. That's already enough. Achem efshar ya'arich hazakamus. If he can estimate, that would be better. Don't do an exact amount. Exactly what Argamar just said. Right? If it's just an estimation, that's not an exact amount, for sure it's mutter. Right? Even if you're making for a gadol, as long as it's not exact, that would be okay. Says the Shmir Shabbos in the next sif. Hamechen ochel biyantif. Fitzarech la'das es kamuyos hatavlinim hashonim shabam yishtamesh. You want to measure out you're making a dish and you want to measure out the ingredients. And you know, it only works if it only tastes good if you have the specific ingredients. Kadesh lo lifko mestama tapshel. Cause you don't want the tapshel to become ruined. Im darko limdon gambi emosachol. If you always, this is how you make it and you need to do this in order to make it taste good. So mutulasos king gambi yantif. So you could do that on yantif too, because this is how you make it and you need to make it this way. Vishtamish lusurach hamadita beklishim sumenes bomidos. You could even use a kli that has measurements on it. Aval alo lishtamish lumidita sum bimoznaim. Don't use a scale. Don't use a scale, but you could use a cup. Mitzrachim shakamusam halo meduyekes enopokemes es tamatavshil. But if you're ingredients that you have don't need such a miduyak measurement, Then you shouldn't measure on Yantif. Even if, right, you're baking challah on Yantif. We don't really do that nowadays too much, but let's say you're baking challah on Yantif. So you want to measure to know how much you're going to need for afarshas, if you have enough for afarshas challah with the bracha. You got, but omed also, don't be so exact. Estimate the Yosef me'al ashir darush. Just add on a little bit, to the needed shear so you know for sure that it is, enough, right? The footnote could be chdeshalo yifchos me'ashir nisach la'afarshas challah. Right? You don't want to mess up that to be mafresh with a bracha when you don't have enough, so just take a little extra. So that's the, used. Medita also comes up, l'shem, measuring temperature. So usually if you have to measure temperature, then obviously it's a chol, l'shem basakana at least, and therefore it would also be, allowed. If you look in the, Rosh Shlomo Zalman, actually, later on in the Shmir Shabbos in Perek Lamed Dalid, he quotes, Isha asher tzricha lakachas trufos, mashash kama yamim ritzufim, a woman who has to take certain medicine, certain pills, for a certain amount of days straight, kedei la'afsher lo likanes leherayon, for fertility purposes. So you have to take for a certain amount straight, okdei limnoa herayon, or to prevent, pregnancy, some type of, protection. Right? That's not called medicine on Shabbos, and you're allowed to do that. And the footnote, he quotes from the Tzitzel Yasser, to mutter limdod chom, kedei ladas hayamim habetuchim shel isha, kedei she, that she could go into Herayon. You're allowed to measure a body temperature. Again, whenever you measure a body temperature in order to know whether she's, whether this is a good time, whether she's ovulating. So that's the, any type of medita shal mitzvah or shal choli would be allowed. And if not, then one should just do it without, being so exact. So that's what we learned for Rav Huna. Weiter. Rabbi Lazar Omer Lezora, Bar Chama. Male li hein mana. So Rabbi Lazar said to Zora. Zora, was a, mocher yayin, says the Charedim. He used to sell wine. Can you fill up this kli for me? Ulamachra na mechilin leif. Can you fill this up? And tomorrow I'll measure it. I'll measure it again. He didn't mention anything about, amounts. He just says, fill up the kli. Tnis. Now we have another version of the story we had in the Mishnah. Maisa Berab Lazar Berab Sadok. The Abishal ben Bitnes, Shahiochen vanim. They were storekeepers. Right? The Gedole hatanoim were what we would call learner earners. Right? They were Gedole Adar, but they all made a living. They all worked. Shahiochen vanim. Right? Rabbi Yochanan Hasandalar. We have many, even in their name. Rabbi Yochanan was, also worked in the, with, Pchamin. Shechen vanim, Sheyushalayim, they were Chen vanim in Yerushalayim. The Hayu Mimalin, but another gear says, Kol Yimei Chayim, their whole life. Mimalin Midosim, Mayor of Yantif, they also, like we said in the Mishnah, filled the cups that they were gonna sell, the measures on Erev Yantif. Nozal Kukhaz Yantif. And they, so they wouldn't have to, like, measure it out on Yantif, they would do it before Yantif. Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya Omer, Af Becholo Shalmoid Oyosun Kain. On Chol HaMoed also, they used to do this, just in the Tosefta that's being quoted here. We'll add in the words from the Tosefta, it's on the Girsa on the side. Why on Chol HaMoed? Because there were many people that gathered there on Chol HaMoed in order to learn from the Gedolei Ador, and therefore they didn't want to be busy with their oil barrels on Yantif. That's what they used to have it ready from before Yantif. So that's Chol HaMoed. And then the Chacham Omrim, Mipnei Mitsui Hamidos, right? And that's what our Mishnah said, that they wanted to be super careful in Machmir, even though there's a little bit left in the barrel and people would be mochalit, but they didn't want to rely on that. And therefore they had it already dripping from before Yantif. Af hu, even Reb Lazar Bar Tzadok, even though he did all these precautions, there was sometimes that, as the Mefarshim here say, that sometimes people, he ran out and he didn't have time to drip it the whole night. So he ended up having a little bit of oil left in his barrels every couple of weeks. And it added up. Afu kine shlosh meos chavios. One time he gathered 300 barrels. The chaveiro kine shlosh meos chavios. And his colleague, right, Rabbi Lazar Bar Tzadok and Abishol ben Bitnus, they went and they brought it. Again, we don't have this girsa, but the Charedim has this girsa. Hey, viyam lefneak gizbram liushalayim. They brought it to Yerushalayim. They wanted to give it to the Beis HaMikdash. Not that they were makdashit, because Mimanashach, they thought they didn't know if it was theirs. So they didn't even know if they would be makdashit. They just brought it to the Gizrah and the Beis HaMikdash, and they said, you do what you want with it. You do what we want with it. See in the Charedim. Veheim lo hikdishum kisvurin ein yochon lahakdash. They weren't makdashit, because they said, no, if you could be makdashit, lefishe eno shalahem. Inami yochon lahavi geza ba'olam. Maybe it's stolen. Back to the Gemara. Amulam Chacham. Chacham said back, this is above and beyond. Loi dem tzrichan lasos kein. This is yours. You didn't have to do this. right? This is, you know, the buyers, you know, if they ran out and there was a little bit of oil left, they want you to have it, and they're mochel. So you really didn't have to do this. They're mochel. Ela hoa ve'achmarta malatz b'chem, but because you were machmer on yourself and you brought it, okay, we're not going to send it back to you. We'll keep it. Ya'aseh b'hen tzarchei tzibur. So we'll use it for tzarchei tzibur. Use it for tzarchei tzibur. That's what we'll do. Says the Charedim, again, back in the Charedim. Shehei mishal rabim haya, you're choshesh that it belongs to the rabim and people that you can't, you don't even know who to give it back to. But again, what's the rules generally? If somebody steals from a rabim, they don't know who to pay back. So give it to the rabim. Give stucca to the rabim. So hopefully the people who was stolen from might use it, or it's just a general idea of tshuva. So that's what the Charedim says here too. The Tanya gozal on Ivani Odia Lemi Gozal, Shagozal La Nashim Harbi, Yasabem Tsarche Rabim, do Tsarche Rabim Boro Shikunamaro, Shim is Katsim Mayim Vishosim Mehem. So he says Vayushalmi Dibar Bekitzer. That's what happened in this story, but the Rishami doesn't quote the whole story. But that's what happened to you. They went above and beyond. They didn't really have to do this, right? The people were mochel to them, but they don't want to touch it. So they brought this extra oil to the base of Migdash. You take it. We don't want to have this on our hands again, above and beyond what they should have done, right? And they felt that this was also appropriate for behavior for themselves, even though they might not have said this for the Hamon Am, that the Hamon Am has to do this, but they felt that this is appropriate behavior for themselves, right? We mentioned even recently that the idea of higher standards, one always has to make sure and know that it fits, you know, their life and fits what they're up to. The Arachayim HaKadosh reflects this in one of his many pshatim. The Arachayim has 42 pshatim on the first pasuk in Bechukosai. So number 6 there, he says, right, what does the pasuk say? Bechukosai tilechu, that's bisfosai tishmoru. First, you have to follow the laws. You have to do what you have to do. Bechukosai tilechu. And then you can add on, bisfosai tishmoru. Tishmoru is extra. Shmira. So he says, od yisba'er amram. This is 6 out of 42. Velo amaretz chasid. The Mishnah says, So now, Ma'aretz is not, should not, pirish. The pashup shot of this is that an Ma'aretz can't be a chassid. Because if a person is ignorant and he doesn't know the halacha, then he can't be pious. But our Chaim says another pshat, and that is an Ma'aretz shouldn't be a chassid. If somebody is on a certain level and he knows 6 levels up the ladder is something that he wants to do, but he has to go in order. Pirish, sha'asr la'am ha'aretz, lehisnai b'chassidus, sha'yaseh chumros v'gedarm k'minach ha'chassidim, that he takes upon himself, gedarim, like people who are above him on the ladder. Ki lufamim yaseh chumra b'davar, shuhu adara ba'avaryin, ki imsa chassid, sha'yirtza ligdar atzmo l'kayim mitzvahs ona b'yam ha'mukudashim, v'tiyah b'ina mitzvah gedola, l'sharish mitasun b'lal kippur, v'cholu, and he continues, he quotes, extreme cases. L'chein tzivu chazal, sha'ein la'am ha'aretz, Lehisnai b'midas chasidus v'hu ma'amar Hashem kan im b'chukos etelechu shu esek haTorah oz v'zbudat tishmoru tasu lehem mishmeres k'dei l'kiyumam gedarim v'shmiros v'zo zuazes. These greats, these tanoim, knew that this was the behavior that was appropriate for them. Period. We continue. Pamachas cholav v'nichbasur v'sinu l'vakro. This great Tana who was very makpid about these Abishol ben Bidnus, who was very makpid about always being honest. One time he got ill, and the rabbis came to visit him, Amar Lon, and he said to them, Atan chamtun hada yemino, you see this right hand, Tavis mechila b'kushta, that always measured with exactness? What did he mean by this statement? What do you mean by this statement? Karban Eida. Amar Luhu, Atem roim din yat yada yemini, shayso modedes be'emes v'yosher, my right hand, v'yafal pikin ukavle, and still I have tzaras from this right hand. What is he saying? What is he saying? So you might say that it's a look at the Charedim. He's not complaining against the Kaddish Baruch Hu, Chas v'Shalom. He's one of the great Gedolei HaTanoim. So it says what the Charedim is saying. Charedim says, if I was honest, and this is the dikduk that the din has, Kavachomer, people who are over Ritzono. So he says, Kimidume Shahi, this is the Charedim. Kimidume Shahi Avabu Os Bechol Gufo. Right, it seems like he had boils over his body. But my hand is included. Maybe that's what he meant. Or he says, Klomar im laose ritzono kachi giani. Ezepam shogag veloasa karoi. Maybe once I did a shogig, once I didn't know. Kalvachomer lover ritzono, vahino de holy shiva lacham klum. Chum didn't answer him. He was just explaining. I mean, it was a reflection of a diktuk of din v'cheshbon. Tiktok of Din Vecheshbon, of Schar Va'onesh. Amar Bichanina, we continue also. This is from the, also quoted in the Bavli and Baba Kama Daf Nun. Amar Bichanina, Man Amar Rachmana Vatron. If somebody says that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is a Vatron, he lets things slide, Yizvatron B'nei Mohi. His intestines will slide. Right? What does it mean? It means Hashem doesn't let things slide without any type of a calculation and keeping score. Elamarach Ruchi V'Gavididei. He's patient. He's patient meaning, and he gives chance for tshuva. He doesn't just ignore things, right? He doesn't, there's no, it's not that there's a denial of hashgacha here, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mako because he's a Rachaman, but he doesn't forget, right? Hashem doesn't forget, and he's just waiting. He has patience for people to do tshuva, right? Look in the Nefesh HaChaim. The Nefesh HaChaim in the beginning, in the Perek Aleph, in Shar Aleph, Perek Yud Beis, he quotes here this idea. He says, by mitzvahs and averus, it's not that we're even earning. Right? We know one of the Yesodos HaEmunah, right? The Rambam has 13, the Sefer Yikarim has 3. So even within the 3 of the Sefer Yikarim, one of them is, right, Torah Min HaShemayim, Hashem exists, and Schar Va'onesh. Right? Those are the 3. So the Rambam also has Schar Va'onesh, but the Sefer Yikarim boils it down to 3. Maimar Rishon Perek Dalet. We'll get back to the Nefesh HaChaim. Ki Yikar Makolulim V'Achrechiyim L'Das Elokis Heim Shlosha. Mitzios Hashem Hashgacha L'Schar V'Onesh U'L'Tor Min HaShemayim. And he says that's Malchias, Achronos, and Shofros. Right? Those are the 3 Yesodos. So everybody agrees to the concept of Schar V'Onesh. But what is Schar V'Onesh? Says the Nefesh HaChaim, Rav Chaim V'Lashin, it's not something separate. There's a mitzvah that Hashem decides to give a schar. We are creating our olam haba by the mitzvahs that we do. We're creating it. He says, "Umash amru chazal kol Yisrael yesh lam chelak olam haba, v'lo amru ba olam haba. Shemashbo haya haya shah olam haba hu muchan meis abriya inyan v'davar la'atzmau." Right? Ba olam haba would have meant there's something called olam haba. It was already been there from the beginning of creation. And if I am rewarded, then I earn it. I'll get some of it. Aval ha'emes says the Rechaim V'Lajan, no. Sholom haba hu ma'isi de adam atzmo. It's not that it's not created unless we create it through our actions. Our actions create. Shehirchiv v'hosiv v'hiskin chelak atzmo b'asav. Kol Yisrael yeshlam chelak leh. So he says that means every person is creating their chelak. And Gehenim also. Hachet atzmo hu ansho. V'chuldo, and he continues, but a little bit later on, he talks about our Gemara. He quotes it from the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Nun, but it's the same Gemara. And he quotes it from the Yerushalmi and Shkalim. L'chor yipale, halo afilu adam ish chesed mistayim b'midas vatronus. What does it mean, kala omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu vatron? Right, if somebody said vatron, it's good to have vatronus. Right? Isn't everybody it's good to be a little vatron. If somebody's a bal chesed, he lets things slide. Saying Hashem doesn't let anything slide. That's terrible. Right? Terrible. So says the Chaim V'Shachaim, it's not a question of nice or not nice. There is a concept of tshuva, of chesed, but really, our actions are creating our future. Shahachet atzmo hu ancho. Ki me'ez habriya kavahu yizbarach shmo. Kol sindre hanhagas ha'olamos. Shiu tluyim kviyas oris ma'aseh ha'adam. Everything we do is based on and a function of our actions. Hatovim v'imra'im, chas v'shalom. Shkol ma'isev v'nyanev nirshamim me'alehem kol echad b'mekaro v'sharsho. V'umuchrach l'kabal dino ade osan kochos hatumash higbir ma'isev or the kochos hatara. And that's what it means. There's no vatronis. There can't be vatronis because it says in Pirkei Avos, z'chol ma'asecha b'sefer nechtavim. Right? It's b'meila there. So therefore, it's all recorded. The Ramchal also discusses this. The Ramchal in the Misos Yisharim, in the fourth parak, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers everything, but there's 3 parts of his Rachmanis. A, he doesn't punish right away. B, he gives time for tshuva. And 3, even if when he punishes, it's not mida keneged mida. It's not fully what we deserve, which doesn't mean vatronis. Right? It just means he's choosing a different type of onesh. Amna midas harachamim, says the Ramchal, he anosen es hefech hashloshet varm sezacharnu. Right? What were the 3 things that he just said? I'll read beforehand. Lefishura sedin mamish, hayeroi shachote ye onish miyad, take of lacheta, we should be punished right away. Vikamsha onesh atzmo ye becharan af, it should be commensurate to what we did. Vishlo ye tikun lachet klau, and there shouldn't be any tikun. And the midas harachamim gives the opposite of each of these. Shiutan zman lachote, v'yichach ben eres miyak kishachate. Number 1, he has patience. V'sha'onish atzmo lo yeh al-kalei, and even when we get the punishment, it's not exactly commensurate. And ultimately, Hashem could give less than what is forecast by our actions. So again, all of that is included in this line of the Gemara that Elamarich Ruche V'Gavi Didei. That's all included in that. Okay, one other. Actually, let's continue. Amar Rav Acha Ksiv V'Svivav Nisara Ma'od. That it's those who are close to him Nisara. Nisara is like from the word of Sara, a storm, but also uses the letter sin, which means hair. Nisara mod, so medaktik imam kachud or kachuta sa'ara. Hashem is very medaktik with those who are close to him. Amar Rabbi Yosi bar Bun, lo mitam hazeh, that's not the source, different source. Ela v'nora al kol svivav. He is awesome to those who are near him. Mora o al hakrovim yoser min harachokim. His mora on the krovim are even more. Right? This is a Gemara also on that same daf in Baba Kama. Is discussed. The Yamshel Shlomo says there in Baba Kama, it means because we know that it's not only about this world. It's not only about this world. Kadosh Baruch Hu maybe is medaktik in this world a little more because he's ultimately getting them ready for the next world. This is in the fifth parak in Baba Kama in Oschav Gimel in the Yamshel Shlomo. Afilu Omer, and then he said this on the line of Vatron and also the line of medaktik. Ela Afilu Omer Lavera Achaz Kadosh Baruch Hu Vatron LaHaavir Oso Apesha Below Tshuva. That's a problem. The Imkani says, Ra'ui lik'or ba'osan anashim, she'yomru balaz. Right? It's not so perfect when a person says, Yeshli yosim ha'shahaya ro'ili, lefi ma'asai v'shibuta neged Hashem. Hashem gives me much more than I deserve. What do you mean he gives me much more? Then you're saying, Hashem is perfect. Right? He's giving much more. So again, I think people recognize the kaz v'amida k'neged mida. This is a very charif line. A person shouldn't say, oh, I have so much more. Right, we have lashonos of gedolim saying Hashem gives me so much more than maybe we shouldn't say that I deserve. Hashem gives me so much. Hashem gives me so much. I'm not ra'ui. I'm not worthy of. Again, the marshal seems to be against these types of lashonos because whatever we're worthy to, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives. But again, that's his. He has a sharper lashon relating to that. Okay, says the Gemara. Says the Mishnah. Last Mishnah here in the fourth, third parak. Omar the Machavero, a person could say to their friend, again, Lashonos, that stay away from business, Tainly baits some egos and Biminion. Can I have to have 6 eggs? Can I have 7 nuts? Right? Some, you could use a number there. Why? Because that's just neighborly behavior. Or even not neighbors. Even if I'm preparing something in my house, I might use numbers. What do I need? I need a half of this. I need 6 of that. So anything like that would be, not a problem. That's not a zilzul of yantif. Sni, Omer hu adam achaveiro, tainli kaleh shel tavlin. A person should say to their friend, I need a kaleh. I need a pinch. I need a measure of tavlin. Shkin balabayas darko lios no saying kaleh shel tavlin, but doch tavshilo, because that's what a person does in his own rishus as well. Anything that's not a weekday activity associated with business, associated with buying and selling, that would be okay. That's what Chazal said. It has to, if it smacks of masu matan, that's what's included. But regular life, that's okay. That's in a separate category. Good. This is all Hajjal Parak and Sadin. This is all, and the next paragraph is also going to talk about this, part of creating, it's not just the Isurim, but it's part of creating that ambiance of Shabbason. We haven't mentioned it in a little while, so let's mention it again. The Ramban in Parshas Emor in Perachav Gimel on the Pasuk of Shabbason, on Yielachem Shabbason, the Medrash, the Mechota, seems to include in Shabbason the word Shvus. The Shvusin, the Isurei Drabanan, right? Dvarim Ainli Al Dvarim Shei Mishum Milacha. Dvarim Shei Mishum Shvus Minayin. How do I know that the items, the activities that are Asur Mishum Shvus are included in this pasuk? Tamalomar Ushmar Temes Hayom Azeh Lahavi Dvarim Shei Mishum Shvus. So the pasuk, the Medrash seems to be including in the pasuk, right? It sounds like Minayin. It sounds like in the pasuk is including Dvarim Shei Mishum Shvus. So 1 second, but aren't these Shvusim only Drabanan? It's not going to be included. Achlon is barely, says the Ramban. Shem tomar shi asmachta, matam shi yomer, b'lashon hazeh. Ki shvus bilashonam, nomar la'olam, al shel devrayim. Shvus always means an issur d'rabanan. Ve'chi tachin lomar dvarim shi nasurim mishum shvus shel devrayim, minayin, shi asurim min akasa. Minayin is a lashon of what's the source for the din daraisa. So what does it mean? Shvusim are learned out from the pasuk. V'derech asmachtos l'shanos shehim min haTorah lo sheyomru davar seshu midivrei sofer minayim min haTorah. It's a very unusual lashon. So says the Ramban, even though they are isurei d'rabanan, but there is a kiyum daraisa. there's a kiyum daraisa of all of these. Venerally, shamedr shazel omar, one of Yesodus Rambans, she nitztavinu min haTorah lios lanu menucha biyantif afilu midvarim she'ena malacha. We are commanded midaraisa to have menucha from yantif, even activities that are not malacha. Lo she'ishra kalayom limdor hatvuos v'lishkol haperos. We shouldn't spend all day measuring our grain. V'lishkol haperos, to weigh our fruit. Olamalicha v'yosyain lefanos akilim, to schlep things around. V'gam ha'avanim imayis labayis v'imayisayir mukefas chomer. If you live in a walled city, v'dasa zulos balayla, the walls would be closed at night. You omsim alachamorim, I would load up my donkeys v'avyain v'anavim, and business would be as usual if everything was closed up. V'yashuk malei lakol mekach umemkar v'tiachanus psucha v'chenvani makif v'ashulchanam al shulchanam. It wouldn't look like Shabbos or Yantav day. You could have a day without violating anything. Any malacha. V'yupalim ashkim al malachdan, workers would get up early. You maskir natsman lakachol v'huchru hayamim atovim ha'elu v'afilu b'shabbos atzma. All of these would not be Shabbos. L'kach amra Torah, Shabbason. Shia yom shvisa umenucha lo yom Torah. You have to create the day of Shabbos and Yantif. It shouldn't be a yom Torah. So yes, technically these are Isuri Durabanan, all of these that we're mentioning in all these Mishnayos, but it's helping create the Shabbos Yantif atmosphere, which is the mitzvah daraisa of Shabbason. Zepirish tov v'yafeh. The Ramban's, this is quoted by the Talmidim of the Ramban, the Ramban's grand Talmud, the Ritva. The Ritva quotes this in at least two places. I'll read one. One, the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Beis. Bram tzarech ha-lameda, dekol ma'idi amrinam b'chol duchta, shvus d'rabanan, lav lameim rosh in lanu shvus min ha-Torah klal. It's not to say that the concept of shvus is not from the Torah at all. De'im kein, nimseis Shabbos k'chol min ha-Torah. Because then it would basically be saying that Shabbos and Yantif could look like weetay midaraisa shachanuyos pesuchos vaotzros tfuah v'yayin umetalatzlim chafatzim mibayis labayis. There are caramelists umodim v'shoklin umonin ve'eno bedin sheasra Torah hotzah kegrogeres v'hitira ha'amal hagadol hazeh. The Torah says you can't carry out a tiny little fig size, but you could schlep around and treat it like a weekday within your chatzer. Shem kein ein ze yom menucha elakachi karin shal dvarim. But this is it. Ki bechlal mitzvah asay shvos shel Torah lishbos mi malachas yesh lishbos mi kol shvos deraklal shlo laso Shabbos kachol. It can't be a weekday. Aval bechol prado prat ki ovid levizar beidach to lo avi Shabbos kachol avi shvos derabanan. Every one that you keep technically is a derabanan, but altogether it helps create nimsa sheish lishvos ikar min haTorah. L'fichach hamidu b'chacham and devrayim b'mkom as harbe l'tchos min tzal shal Torah v'zu margalit shebiyadenu midevrei haRamban. This is a pearl. This is a gem that we have from the Ramban mipi morenu. That's the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Beis. Beautiful. Okay, let's just read the beginning. Hamevi, Perak Hamevi, fourth Perak here in Beitza. Hamevi, Kaliyayim mimakom lamakom. If somebody is carrying, schlepping bottles of wine from place to place, you can't do it in the normal way that you carry it. So lo yovim besala bekupa, usually have small bottles, you put it in a basket or a box, and you carry it that way. But that is, as the Karban Eda says, nireh kemaisa techol. Right, that looks like that's a weekday activity. How they used to carry it. They used to put smaller ones into a big box and then carry it. That you can't do. Avo mevi hu al ktefo lefanav. But you can put it on your shoulder. You can put some of the one or two on your shoulders or in front of you, because that's clear that it's l'sarach yantif. That's clear it's l'sarach yantif, as the Pnei Moshe says, the Karban Eda says. And that's what you have to limit it and change it in some way. Hamolach es ha-teven, also teven. If somebody is carrying straw, you're carrying straw maybe to use for fuel, to use for firewood. Lo yachshel zakub alachorav. If you put it there, putting it on your back is a weekday activity. So you can't put it on your back. Again, every item, you have to see what's the normal weekday activity, what people would think is a zilzul, and what's a chinui, what's a shinui. So here, by what comes to wine, it's usually in little bottles, put in a box that you can't do, but you carry a few of them on your shoulder or in front of you. Teven, you usually put on your back. So that's not a shinui. So lo yachshel zakub alachorav, aval no lo biyado. Right, you have to take some in your hand. We'll have to see exactly in the Gemara what that is referring to. What if you can't? What if you can't be Mishana? Okay, we'll have to see about this. The Pnei Moshe already here shows his hand. Says on the top, on the maybe Octave Olafanov, as long as you do it in an unusual way, that is allowed. Mutter. If Chazal told you to do it in an unusual way to protect from zilzul of yantif, and what if you can't do it in an unusual way? If you can't, are they going to tell you, and therefore you can't do it at all? Or is just to help out with the atmosphere of yantif? And if you're stuck, we're not going to make you say it's usher to do. So we'll have to see if that's agreed upon by everyone. But that is the first the Mishnah spoke about wine. Then the Mishnah spoke about Tevin. What the Mishnah is going to talk about now is, we'll have to leave that because it's going to talk about other issues of Muksa, about Tevin and Eitzim. But Beis Hashem, we'll pick up with that next time at the beginning of this fourth parak. Okay, we'll stop here.